All right. It's great to have Courtney Marie Andrews in the Roadhouse on KEXP.
Thanks for having me.
Courtney Marie Andrews, she's in the Roadhouse. Courtney Murray Andrews in the Roadhouse, their brand new record called Honest Life, that song Irene, and before that you heard How Quickly Your Heart Mends. Courtney Murray Andrews is going to be at the Tractor Tavern tomorrow night for her record release party on this wonderful new record on Mama Bird Records. Courtney, it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Sometimes good people draw troublesome things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I love this record because the songs are great. I'm really all about the song. And these songs are really mature songs for a 25-year-old. I mean, I'm really kind of struck about the sort of wisdom in a lot of these songs. And I want to ask you, first of all, who is Irene? And I want to get into your experience as being a bartender in meeting these characters behind the bar over the years that helped you make the record.
Well, Irene was written for a friend, and it's one of those songs that started out as for a friend and about somebody else that I started to feel like it was about myself, and it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
Later, listening back and thinking about those lyrics. And spending time at the bar also helped me, you know, empathize and hear other people's stories. People love to tell you a story if you're mm-hmm. a bartender, yeah. especially when they've had a few drinks.
I know. I used to be a bartender myself.
Yeah.
And every night I'm like, there's a character right in front of me.
Oh, the biggest character.
Yeah. Let's talk about your stories. I find it really fascinating. You decided you were going to be a musician at a very young age. I think as a teenager, and by 16, you asked your mom to leave the house and go on the road and start traveling and playing music.
That's correct, yeah.
What did she say to that? I mean, what was her reaction?
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Love her already. And so then, so in the 9 years since, you've really seen a lot of the world and the states, and then you settled up here in Washington State about, you told me, 4 or 5 years ago, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and you've lived in places around Seattle, but you decided to live out in Duval, which is a bit of a rural town, about 45 minutes outside of Seattle, and that's where you were bartending and meeting these folks.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, what made you decide to live out in Duval? It's a lovely place, but it's pretty far out there for someone that wants to be part of the Seattle music scene.
It is pretty far out. Well, at the time I was touring constantly. I think I'd been doing about a year run, and I'd spent some time in Belgium singing backup for a guy, and I wanted the most normal, quiet, wooded area that you could get. Because touring, you're in a different city every day. There's different people. You're always around people. You're always constantly interacting.
Yeah. And we should say you were from Arizona originally.
That's right, yeah.
From Tucson?
Phoenix.
Phoenix,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Duval was, I guess, everything opposite of Phoenix, and yet that sort of comfortable rural setting you were maybe craving?
That's right, yeah.
And so how did you start writing these songs?
Well, it started off in Belgium. I was going through a hard time, and I was far away. I spent 3 months or 4 months in Belgium, and I was far away from friends and family, anyone that knew me or spoke English thoroughly. And I felt like that I started writing these songs because I was missing home, and it's kind of about, it's like a Growing Pains album. At the same time, it's a song about missing America and missing love.
Yeah. Is that what the first song's about, How Quickly Your Heart Mends?
How Quickly Your Heart Mends. So I didn't get to that. The other section of the songs were written while I was living in Duval.
Okay, yeah, right.
Bartending. And How Quickly Your Heart Mends was written about a woman at the bar whose lover obviously got over her quicker than she'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And how she didn't handle it graciously.
Yeah.
Gracefully. Sorry.
And you could witness that yourself.
Exactly.
These characters really sort of provided you a lot of, I guess, source material for writing.
Definitely.
Which I've always thought was a great idea. You know, I always thought, you know, it'd be great for bartenders all over to write about these characters we see in front of us all the time.
Yeah, it's such a well of inspiration.
Yeah. Well, the record's fantastic. I think it's one of the best records of the year. It's really sort of a no-filler record. Every song's great, and I'm really impressed by it. I want to congratulate you on putting it out. And tell me how you chose to... I know you made the record on your own terms. You produced this record yourself, and you decided how it was going to sound and how it was going to be produced and ultimately who was going to put it out. Tell me the process in terms of after you got done writing, you had this, and you decided what to do with it, what direction to go with it.
Well, I'd originally intended for it to have a producer and to work with somebody, because I think that's a beautiful thing to be able to work with somebody, but it just didn't work out that any of us had the same ideas. So I got my band together. Everybody that's playing played on the record with me, except for the keyboard player. And we all got together and we just played in Will, the drummer's basement, and we just played the songs a bunch of times and went in the studio and got them how we wanted them. And, you know, I put in some input and we had a record.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Thank you.
Can you introduce the band?
Of course. On electric guitar, we have Dylan Warnick. On drums, we have William Mapp. On bass, we have Alex Stoops Sable. We call him Stoops. And on the keys, we have Nathan Schubert.
Great. So really, it's the record you wanted to make. And I know that from speaking to a lot of other musicians and artists, you know, there's that process of people sometimes wanting to sort of change your ideas and maybe suggesting things that really aren't really in the best interest. And I'm really glad you stuck with your guns on this because it sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Is that what happened? Did people want to sort of tell you, like, maybe you should do this and that on it?
Oh, definitely. I got a lot of the, let's put synths on it. Or
yeah. God, who was that?
No names. Yeah, like let's put synths on it, or, you know, there's always that like third party interest who thinks that, you know, the songs need to be popular. Let's write a song.
Yeah,
get some credits.
But really, the songs speak for themselves, and they need no help.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to play another one for us?
Yeah, we'd love that.
This is from the new album, Courtney Marie Andrews. The album's called Honest Life. She's playing tomorrow night at the Tractor.
Table for one, I got no one I'm waiting on. I just pulled into town an hour ago from the streets of Houston to this diner in Ohio. I'm just
a little bit.
Table for One by Courtney Marie Andrews. Her new record is brand new. It's called Honest Life. It's on Mama Bird Records. It's great to have her in the Roadhouse. Courtney, that one sounds like it was about the road.
It definitely was, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you traveled, did you travel alone at some points when you were touring, playing your own music?
Yeah, before, when I was writing this record, before touring with that Belgian singer, I did several tours alone, just me in a big 15-passenger van.
Yeah, and you were like 20, what, early 20s?
Yeah, early 20s, yeah.
Yeah, Table for One, I always found, for a long time I was single and I would go to a restaurant to eat and I would walk in and they'd always say kind of like, may I help you? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm here to eat for one. It was almost weird. Now that I'm married, that never happens. But I noticed that sometimes when you walk into a place alone, you're treated a bit differently.
A bit different. You know, it's funny. They always like sadly say it like, is it just you?
Right. Or are you here to apply for a job or something?
Yeah.
No, I kind of want to eat your food. Can you serve me?
Yeah.
That's what I say now.
Yeah, that's where a good book comes in handy.
Yeah. I can't tell if the Band-Aid on your knee is sort of part of this whole hard travel and sort of mystique you're putting across. What happened?
I was trying to find like a kid's Band-Aid because I was like, this is the worst looking Band-Aid to have on KXP. This Band-Aid was a very funny story, actually.
I'm all ears.
So about 3 days ago, I'd been doing most of the driving for our tour, right? And I hadn't been able, I'm a runner. And so I started running in the morning. I was like, I need to run. It's been maybe 2 weeks since I've ran. I'm going crazy. So I walk out of our Motel 6 or wherever we were, and I start running. And there's this man in aviator glasses and a trucker hat in a wheelchair sitting in his front yard in suburban Nebraska.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. He was just like, looks past as I'm running. He goes, you sure got a lot of energy. And I said, I sure do. And then I tripped and fell on my knees like the rock star pose. Like,
yeah,
I fell,
ouch,
like directly like that. And believe me, you'd rather see this Band-Aid than what's underneath it.
Yeah, there. Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
So tomorrow night is your record release show. It's in Ballard at the Tractor. Did you spend time in Ballard when, I know you lived in Duval when you made the record, but I know you've lived in other parts of the area. Did you ever live in Ballard? And are you familiar with the whole Ballard scene out there?
Yeah, I love the Ballard scene. I love Ballard. I've unfortunately never lived in Ballard. I've lived in Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Rent's a little steep right now.
Yeah, that's where everyone who used to live in Ballard lives now.
Yeah.
Lake City.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, so, it's going to be great to see you play. Tell me some more about, you know, how you wrote these songs and really sort of, they're just great songs. And I'm just curious as to what is your writing process. I mean, does it start with a melody in your head or do you start with words or how does it go?
I think it generally starts with an idea. Like, I have a feeling. It starts with an idea or a feeling. Like, I start playing a chord and that idea is like dreamt up by the feeling of the chord.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, especially with this record, it was a lot thought out prior to actually writing the song. Like, just an idea. I get an idea about a certain thing. And
yeah. A lot of people like to reference older singers when they hear new music, which is always annoying, and I do that a lot myself. But what kind of names are people throwing at you in terms of, oh, you sound like this? Because, you know, the record has a bit of a older feel to it.
Yeah, I've gotten everything across the board. I've gotten Joni Mitchell and Linda Ronstadt. Emmylou Harris. You can name, yeah, like every songwriter lady in like the 60s and 70s I've probably gotten.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I love them all, so it's, yeah, I'm not insulted.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Lately I've been listening to a lot of Townes Van Zandt and Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I love Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great. It's so good to have you here. Again, the record's fantastic. Do you want to play a fourth song?
We'd love that.
Yeah. This is Courtney Marie Andrews in the Roadhouse.
I was singing with the choir on the train. I was a traveling man. I did not yet have a name. I was a 1960s movie. I was an unwritten story. I was a you'll never see me again. I was moving too fast to see all the paintings in Paris or the sunrise in Barcelona. I was too broke, too shallow to dive deep, too busy carrying the weight of everything.
Courtney Marie Andrews in the Roadhouse, that song Rookie Dreaming from the fantastic new album is called Honest Life, a song Mama Bird Records out of Portland, Oregon. She's going to be in Seattle playing tomorrow night at the Tractor in Ballard for her record release party. I want to ask you one more question if I can. The record is going to be, it feels like a debut to a lot of people, but I know you have a bunch of other records out because you've been recording for since you were a teenager. Really only about three are available, including this one. But does it feel like a debut to you?
It definitely does, yeah.
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 I think I might call it a breakthrough, actually.
Breakthrough. Oh,
really,
that's good.
Really happy to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And it's great to be here, and good luck on the tour.
Thank you so much.
Okay. This is KXP FM Seattle.